Refining the business case. The business case that was presented and approved should be updated as the project moves through its initial work. This is done to record accurate information on how the project will deliver its intended benefits, as information is planned in increasing detail and circumstances change surrounding the project. This may be a requirement to gain authorization to initiate the initial steps of the project, depending on what was approved during the initial business case presentation. Additionally, if the financial situation of the organization unexpectedly changes, previously pledged support, financial, capital, or labor may become at risk. Being able to quickly and accurately supply updated and increasingly detailed information with regard to the benefits the project will provide may help the project survive budget cuts that threaten its completion. This includes continued refinement of selected value drivers, along with other newly identified value drivers that have emerged following the approval of the business case and the subsequent refinement of the business value proposition. Reassessing financial value of supply chain improvements. As is the case with the other elements of the business case, it is important to continually reassess projections with regard to quantified financial benefits that the supply chain transformation will provide. However, this task takes on additional importance where supply chain transformation projects begin securing or creating value on an incremental basis as milestones are reached. As the project continues to progress, these initial returns can be used to validate initial projections and make a stronger argument for continued investment in the project if the value created is greater than was projected. Analysis of alternatives. Not only is the concept of analysis of alternatives important when selecting suppliers, for example, consultants or software, following the initial approval of the business case, it may be a contractual obligation in some circumstances. With any contract that is pursued, this process should take place for cost and functionality reasons, but it is also important to ensure that any other firm requirements for the process are met as well.